From the WUFT Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm David Bearer-Swain. While the Florida property tax referendum hit a roadblock this week, forcing the Attorney General to fix the language, opponents are preparing for next steps, like former Republican State Senator Jeff Brandes. He's with the organization Save Our Voters from Misleading Ballot Language, part of the legal effort against the referendum being misleading and promotional.
You now seen the governor come out and say he's not planning to publicly support this amendment. This amendment is becoming an orphan where legislators, the governor doesn't want to have to answer tough questions about how this plays out. Over the next few months, I plan to go talk around the state of Florida to a variety of different groups and explain to them what I think the impact's on.
Last week, Governor DeSantis said he actually was not completely in love with the bill, but will still vote for it. Brandes supports tax cuts. He says the proposed amendment, though, goes too far and is concerned about its effects on local governments and local law enforcement. The measure would expand property tax breaks in a key area or two, first increasing the homestead exemption in 27 and then in 2028, which means a larger tax discount for a person's primary home. It would also put a stricter cap on annual tax hikes for non-homestead properties like vacation homes and businesses. Voters will decide on it. In the November 3rd election, it will need 60% of voters to get approved. This is WUFT.